It is June Mental Health Month. We've covered some other topics throughout the month. This time around, we're looking at your heart. And we are joined this morning by Dr. Andrew Darlington, a cardiologist specializing in advanced heart failure. And also we have John with us, who has experienced this. And we're happy that both of them are here to join us. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, doctor, let's start with you. Heart failure, what does that exactly mean? I mean, it seems like we know what it is, but is that different than a heart attack or cardiac arrest? What is heart failure or chronic heart failure?
Yeah, great question. So first off, heart failure is very common. I should mention that in the United States, we have over 6 million people currently living with the diagnosis. And the best way to describe it is dysfunction with the heart muscle itself. And what this leads to is the heart's inability to pump blood and or fill with blood to make you feel good. So it's a little different than a heart attack. Like I said, we're talking more about the heart muscle and the function therein when it pertains to heart failure. And, you know, men are particularly high risk potentially for certain forms of heart failure, and their outcomes may actually be worse. And I think that's relevant, obviously, this month in particular, at being Men's Health Month.
John, when were you first diagnosed with this?
Almost 3 years ago, exactly, like to the week. I was having trouble breathing. I couldn't breathe. I have an inhaler for asthma, and it wasn't working. Walking up the stairs would just knock me out. Walking across the parking lot to the car, I would have to stop and catch my breath. So I went to my doctor, and they originally treated me for an upper respiratory infection. And I had to go back about three times before they figured out what exactly it was that was wrong with me.
So, doctor, what is the prescription for this? Does it get reversed? Is it just maintaining? What do we do?
Yeah, so another great question. So I think that there's a twofold approach to this. One, as it pertains to your lifestyle. I think number one, watching our salt intake. We take in way too much salt today in the United States, so minimizing salt intake is relevant. And also, we struggle with an obesity epidemic. I think caloric restriction to maintain and or achieve a healthy body weight is key to help prevent but also manage patients with heart failure. And on the flip side, the medications. We have an ever-expanding role for medications in the management of heart failure. And I'm actually here on behalf of Novartis today to talk about one of these medications, Entresto, which is a first-line agent that has actually been proven superior to a leading heart failure medication in regards to keeping people alive and out of the hospital longer. And this drug may not be for ultimately everyone. Patients that are pregnant or have angioedema ultimately are not candidates for the therapy. And there are concerns for side effects. You should speak to your healthcare provider to see whether or not it's for you.
John, what have you done in those last 3 years or so to keep yourself healthy and alive?
Sure. So I try to regulate how much salt I take in. I get regular physical activity. For me, that's usually walking. I like to walk the dog. I go to the mall sometimes at lunch. I think that's a good way to do it, especially when it gets hot. You know, you can kind of keep cool but still get your exercise. I see my doctor regularly, and I take my medications, including the one that Dr. Darlington was talking about. And it's been good. So far, you know, I've stayed out of the hospital, which is awesome. And, you know, I'm just keeping on.
Doctor, is there hereditary influence in this? You mentioned lifestyle a little bit. I want to know how the combination of this might work related to the chronic heart failure.
So, great question. I mean, we spend a lot of time talking about lifestyle modification and the risk factors therein, and I would quickly mention that some of the risk factors for heart failure, such as obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, and coronary artery disease, are all leading risk factors for the development of this condition. But there is a hereditary influence for a select number of patients with heart failure. And obviously, this is best left at the hands of healthcare providers to help determine whether or not that's playing a role with your heart failure course.
John's in his 40s when this is diagnosed. What's the age range, or where do you usually see this start to occur for folks?
Yeah, great question again. Typically, we see a higher index of patients as they age further along in life. However, that does not mean that you can't develop this condition earlier on in life, case being with John. But age is an advancing age is a potent risk factor as well for the development of certain forms of heart failure.
June is Mental Health Month. We're talking about your heart, chronic heart failure, what it is, how to help deal with it, how to prevent it. If we're looking at somebody who has no symptoms right now, what's the best advice for them moving forward so they don't have to get into this circumstance?
Yeah, so once again, I think that it really, as it pertains to lifestyle modification, maintaining a healthy body weight through appropriate caloric restriction for certain patients, making sure you get adequate amounts of aerobic activity on a daily basis. If you have diabetes, managing your diabetes appropriately, your blood pressure appropriately, all these lifestyle modifications and the management of these particular conditions are important if we're looking to ultimately minimize the chance of developing heart failure in the future.
What would be, just taking it maybe to the level at this point, is this something that some people who occur with this would then become patients for possible transplant? Is that ultimately what may happen if the heart is not functioning the way you'd want it to?
So there is a small and select proportion of patients that progress to the point where we need to at least entertain the possibility of a cardiac transplant, though this is a fairly small subset of the population. It does happen in a select number of patients, and obviously this is best monitored by healthcare providers, particularly cardiologists, maybe heart failure specialists, to determine if the particular index case the patient is progressing to the point where this is relevant.
Again, if people want to find out more maybe about the medicine, the treatment for this, as well as how to best take care of their heart, where's some good information?
Yeah, I think it starts once again with the healthcare provider. There are a wealth of information for the patients and the families in terms of just management strategies and how to handle heart failure in general. In addition, patients can go to www.entresto.com to gather a little bit more information on how best to manage their heart failure condition.
Well, doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. And John, thank you for sharing your story and good luck.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks. Thank you.